Miller says the publicity surrounding its 150th anniversary celebration has boosted the number of people who tour the company's brewery in Milwaukee.
Hello, this is your Miller High Life here.
Thank you.
No problem.
Ryan Mose serves the first of three Miller brands adults can sample near the end of the tour. Free beer, like free anything, helps reinforce both short-term and long-time loyalty. Harold Nagelkirk of Granville, Michigan, says about a year ago, he switched from Budweiser to Miller Lite.
Less calories, I guess. Yeah, less calories. So. And I like the taste, too. I like the taste better than Bud, so I've been happy with it.
Susan Thieme of Cold Spring, Kentucky, says she's been legally drinking Miller for 23 years, all because of the taste.
It's just a lighter taste. It's not real heavy, real thick, not syrupy.
Life has been a little sweeter in the corporate offices of Miller over the last few months. The company says it kept its roughly 19% market share this summer, despite price cutting by some other beer makers like Budweiser, which has about half the U.S. market. Since South African breweries took over Miller 3 years ago, the Milwaukee company has used the deeper pockets of its corporate parent to more aggressively challenge Bud. That's caused Anheuser-Busch to lose some market share for the first time in decades. Miller spokesperson Peter Marino says the company is very encouraged.
Given how grim our situation was just a couple of years ago, we certainly aren't out of the woods yet. We're in the middle of a 3-year turnaround, and we're right on track with that.
Marino says with the right marketing, Miller can capture some of those consumers who might wander from other brews. But even in Milwaukee, Miller faces a growing variety of competition. Here at the Milwaukee Ale House, a local brew pub, craft brewers prepare a giant steel kettle for beer. Owner John McCabe says his small company is not trying to compete with Miller.
Then again, we've got, 90% of our customers come in, they don't want to ever see a Miller bottle in their lives, and they drink craft brew. It all depends on personal taste and preference.
Outside on the brew pub's patio, Terry Stitch of Jackson, Wisconsin, drinks an ale and says she's become a big fan of the micro brews.
After you get used to drinking micro brews or like Heinekens or Coronas and stuff, you try to have a Miller or whatever, and it's too watered down. It's too watery.
And Miller has added some ales and other heftier beers to its lineup in recent years, but the company also faces competition from wines and a variety of mixed drinks. Still, as it turns 150, Miller says it has every intention of staying around as a Milwaukee-based brewer. Local historian John Gerda says Miller has a record of stressing quality, and he says that may help Miller succeed where other famous Milwaukee beer makers failed.
And other brewers, Schlitz especially, took their eye off that ball, and they paid dearly for it. No, they are no longer with us. But as long as that remains a focal point of Miller culture, I think they'll be just fine.
Just miles from Miller's happy headquarters this week, the old Schlitz building has been converted into an office park. The Blatz Brewery has turned into apartments, and officials are still fighting over what to do with the former Pabst property. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.